Birthdays are for looking forward. Birthdays are for looking forward. We think, birthdays? My goodness, that's for looking backwards. That's for looking at what has happened in the past, what has taken place in the years that have gone by. But birthdays are really for looking forward. Life just gets better and better and better. We have come to this point in our life where we have the physical bodies we have the mental attitudes and the mental body that we have the spiritual awareness that we have the host of friends that we have built up around ourselves in our lifetime. We've built up our wonderful family. We've built up the feeling of greatness, the living in happiness. We've built all of this in our lifetime. And now birthdays are for looking forward. What comes next? Well, just think of when you're born. You're born, what comes next? Well, you're living in a family. You're living with your loved ones. You're living with your dad and your mom and your sisters and your brother, your aunts and your uncles and your cousins and your grandmas and grandpas and all of the wonderful people who are in your world. All the wonderful people in your world. And you're looking forward to being with them. And every day is a new adventure. Every day is a new attitude that you have of experiencing something more and more wonderful, more and more exciting, more and more beautiful. Birthdays are looking forward. Yes, we're looking forward. Do you have your ideal body? Do you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Do you say, all is in divine order? Do you say, this is a fantastic body that I have? And yes, and then you eat foods that make your body even more fantastic. You drink liquids that make your body even more fantastic, and you think thoughts that make your body even more fantastic. I like me, I like me, I like me. And as you think these thoughts, and as you think these words, and as you do these attitudes, everything else works out fantastic. Now, you say, well, what about the tough stuff that comes along in life? What about those experiences that come along that shake us up and that make us feel unhappy? What about those things that happen to us that make us feel that life just isn't all that cool, all that smooth, all that wonderful? What about that? Well, what about that is simply you make the choice. You have the opportunity to dwell on the negative or the positive. You have the opportunity to dwell on the happiness in life or the sadness in life. You have the opportunity to think about whatever it is that makes you happy or not. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Now, as boys and girls grow up together in a family and know each other, each of them has a personality. Each of them has a way of living. And each of them tell you right from the get-go, right from the beginning, the type of person that they're going to be. And you know that that person is going to be a loving person, a joyful person, a happy person. You know that person is going to be a person who's going to find only peace and goodness in life. And that's true. That's true. You do something unkind to another person, one of your brothers or sisters, and how are they going to take it? Are they going to be upset by it? Are they going to be pushed down by it? Are they going to be made to feel that they're terrible? Brothers and sisters often do mean things to each other. And really, it's not that they are terrible or that they're in any way bad, but these are just little tests that prepare them for the rest of their life. Now, how are they going to be affected by what their brothers and sisters do to them? How are they going to be affected by what their mother and father does to them? Are they going to always see everything from the happy side? Are they always going to see everything from the good side? Do children want to be bad? Do children want to be unhappy? Do children want to live a life filled with limitation? Not in the least. So, as you're growing up, you may have bumped into different people who have brought experiences into your life, their own experiences, their own happiness or unhappiness. And if you allow them to shower your world with their unhappiness, then, of course, you have to pay the consequences. Now, it's not that you in any way are not a good person, or that they are not a good person, but they think that they have to play these games. They think they have to do these naughty things, throw rocks at windows in an old house that nobody's living in because it's not important, and it's just something to let off steam. Well, how do you want to really let off steam in your life? You want to let off steam by living in a just getting better way? You want to let off steam in your life by loving, by being gentle, by being kind? Oh, you can be misunderstood being kind too. Oh, yes. When you're kind to people, a lot of times they think that's a weakness. A lot of times they think that you want something from them and you're trying to manipulate them or control them. But is that who you are? Is that who I am? I say birthdays are looking forward. Birthdays are looking forward that life is just getting better and better and better. It's feeling great. It's living in happiness. It's being fantastic in every way in our life. Now, as we live our lives, we will have many challenges. That's just the way the world goes around. And how we respond to these challenges is what makes the difference in our world. We look at the things that are happening in our life and we say to ourselves, my goodness sakes, that's pretty interesting. That's pretty terrible. That's pretty fantastic. How is that? And as we look at these things, what are we thinking? What are we thinking? What kind of thoughts are we having in our mind, in our soul, in our being? What kind of attitudes are we having? Life just gets better. And so we start calling everything good and very good. We call everything in our life fantastic and glorious and beautiful and upstanding in every magnificent way. We love it, we love it, love it. This is who we are. This is what we are. This is all that we are. This is what our life is. Can you live in happiness while all the world around you is going through all sorts of little problems? Can you stand forth with a smile on your face when other people are picking on you? Can you look at the life and say, I like it, I like it, I love you, I love you? Can you love your brothers and sisters who are picking on you and who are doing dumb things to you and who are making you feel sad or who are making you feel unhappy for some reason? Can you just look at them and say, I don't care. They're wonderful. I love them. They're fantastic. I love them. I love them. I love them. Can you do that? You sure can. And you do. You do. Can your little brother ever do anything that's wrong? Can your father ever do anything that's wrong? Can your mother ever do anything that's wrong? Can your sisters ever do anything that's wrong? No. Never. And the reason that they cannot ever do anything wrong is because you are having birthdays that are looking forward to life just getting better, feeling great, living happiness. Look at your brother, look at your sister, look at your family, look at your world and call it good and very good. Look at everything they do and say, it's wonderful, they're fantastic, they're glorious, they're magnificent. And as you look for this magnificence in the world about you, everyone else will find it in you. Now, there may be times that they will jump on your back. There may be times that they do not feel that wonderful about everything with you're doing. And you just go right on in your merry way of saying, all is in divine order. All is fantastic. All is wonderful. I love life. I love everyone that's in life. Birthdays are for looking forward. Life just gets better. feeling great, living happiness. That's what it's all about. We just had a birthday here at the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited, and it's our 39th birthday. Actually, we were born in 1948, which would have made it more than our 39th birthday, but that's okay. In 1975, we incorporated here in California, and that was the beginning of our California adventure and our California birth and our California activity. And from there, we spread around the world and went everywhere, taking the philosophy of being yourself and having fun, of living your fantastic life in a glorious, wonderful way. Everywhere we went, and everywhere we went, people loved what we shared with them. People wanted what we shared. And life went on in a beautiful way. And it goes on in a beautiful way today, because each one of us is living our life in its glorious, most wonderful manner, uplifting, fantastic. And we know that birthdays are for looking forward, and though we're 39 years old, we move forward into even a greater and a more wonderful world, a greater and more wonderful adventure, because that's who we are. And that's all that life is all about. Birthdays are for looking forward. Know with me that my birthday is for looking forward. Your birthday is for looking forward. Our birthday is for looking forward. And we say, all is in divine order. And we say, I love you. I love you. I love you.